Happy Open Championship Thursday to all that celebrate. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a four-man junk show up and running. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitters. Jason Bishop
Good morning. Sitting
directly across from me. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hope all's well with you.
Good morning.
I hope all of your bets were fruitful yesterday, into today, into this morning.
I didn't make any bets yesterday.
Really?
A bunch of open bets, obviously, to start today.
You didn't bet on Caitlin Clark to go over 18 assists?
I did not. She had a bomb diggity, yes, didn't she? Did.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle here as well.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. Hello.
I have to tell you, I slept a little better last night.
No bouts with insomnia?
No wine shots?
No,
no Napa cab shots?
No, I did, though. I did the old faithful for me. Benadryl apparently did not work. I may have had a paradoxical response to that, Cakes, which I learned about yesterday.
I don't know what a paradoxical response is.
It's when you have the opposite response that most do. So if it makes most people tired, there's some percentage of people sometimes.
They just get jacked up.
Yeah, now I know.
You'll have the opposite response. NyQuil. It didn't put me right to sleep, but when I did fall asleep, it's probably the best. It was only five and a half hours, but it's the best 5.5
just
hours.
Just glorious,
had
glorious knockout sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I think I got to a level of REM that I haven't been in a while.
That's excellent.
And that is
good.
It's an incredible feeling.
That's good to know. That's a good
even
thing.
Even though I only got 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
When they're 5.5 restful hours.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
There's little better feeling than when you wake up with a start in the middle of the night, and then you have to turn over your phone to figure out what time it is.
Yeah,
like that's what. If I ever wake up, I have to figure out where I am in my sleep schedule.
Yeah,
and last night or early this morning, turned over the phone and it said I think like 12:20 or 12:30.
That's heaven.
So I looked at it, I saw it. Well, I have four more glorious hours of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn the phone over, bang.
But that's a good sign, though, if you were able then to go that next stretch, that next 4 hours without really waking up.
Pretty sure I did.
Yeah. And you have the mask on the whole time?
Yeah, whole
Your
time.
Your sleep apnea mask?
Whole time. Correct.
Right. I really wished that I got used to that thing just because I do believe there's a Pavlovian thing to it, like where you put it on, you know you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like there's probably a routine.
There's
a soothingness
to
the machine.
There's a rhythm
to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just could not get used to that sex toy on my face. It just
It's awkward at first, but then after a while, just you get used to it. It's part of your deal.
I was gonna go over to the B. Mitch and Finley had their little happy hour appearance yesterday.
Oh, at Lost Rhino.
At Lost Rhino.
Yeah, correct.
From 4 to 6.
Where's Lost Rhino?
It's in Ashburn.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to pick my daughter up. So I was gonna go, but then I had to pick my daughter up, and then you know what? It was just too hot. And I said,
it was so hot.
It was so hot. And I knew the storms were coming.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to sit out on my front porch and see the storms come through.
That's kind of love that.
So I chose the storms over B. Mitch and Finley yesterday.
Storms came at a horrible time for me because last night was a swim meet and I'm setting up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the DJ / announcer.
No, you're
I now know the routine where I have to set up the speakers, get all the wires ready, and it's looking cloudy.
That's a lot.
I got to get the umbrella out. It takes about 10 minutes to set up.
Yeah.
And then right when I set up.
Boom.
Stormies.
Well, it started drizzling. So I'm thinking, should I leave the speakers out there? So then I move them underneath the umbrella I have. And then about 10 minutes later, lightning bolts and thunder, which doesn't end the swim meet. It just delays it for 30 minutes.
Right.
So then you got to pack it all up, bring it back inside.
But then
wait around.
It rained. Well, my house rained for about an hour.
Yeah, but you do 30-minute intervals, so you don't know, right? So they keep doing 30-minute
intervals.
Yeah, so
the swim meet, I think, was supposed to start around 6, and it started maybe 6:30, 6:45.
Well, that wasn't too bad then.
It wasn't too bad.
Mm.
They got about half of it in. Our pool right now doesn't have working night lights.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some sort of electrical issue. So there's usually 48 events, and they got through about 30. And they
they don't allow like our pool to have lights. It kind of sucks.
Our pool
like
has
our
lights,
courts,
but now they're on the fritz.
But we have pickleball maniacs that will put their own like floodlights the fence.
Oh, they bring their own.
Oh yeah,
that's like straight out of a movie.
No, no, these people are wild.
They're hardcore.
We have a pickleball crew, and I'm not a part of it, so I feel like I can talk bad about them. My wife is. Okay. I mean, I'm teasing, of course.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
My wife is a part of it, but even she gets a kick out of them. They, if it rains, they're all bringing like
squeegees and mops,
squeegees and you know, like leaf blowers.
Man, that's intense.
Like it could be. I mean, I'm like, you guys are gonna die. Look how wet it is. There's puddles everywhere. Mm. They don't care. They want to pickle.
I guess not.
All they want to do is pickle. And then I saw yesterday on Instagram. There's a pickleball video game now.
Oh, really?
I'm not surprised.
Isn't that called Pong? Yeah. That was the original video game.
That's a good line, but I think it's on the Xbox. PPA Tour 2024.
Xbox is still around.
I've become too spoiled. I'm pretty much an indoor pickler now.
Can't do it outdoors.
I mean, I can. I mean, yeah. Like if a game breaks out and it's outdoors, but I prefer indoor.
If a game breaks
controlled
out.
Controlled elements.
I went after
no
the show.
Wind. I like it like that. That's
straight to
thing.
The club, did my routine, skipped the sauna because I don't want to, I'm still recovering,
mm-hmm.
but went out and just chipped and pitched.
Yeah.
I lasted 45 minutes.
Oh, really? You couldn't?
Well, I mean, it was 99 degrees. Sure.
It was really hot.
And I was talking to my buddy, and he goes, you know, you're in a high-risk category now. You know, it's like, you know, you're 54.
Right.
Yeah. You're 23.
You could have respiratory issues.
Well, you could have a heat stroke. Yeah. And just die.
Sure.
So, you know, you gotta
don't overexert yourself.
Yeah. So I did 45 minutes, went inside, had lunch.
I did not overexert myself. I just had a leisurely dinner with my wife at Norbeck last night.
Nice.
By the way, let's do a round the robin what we had for dinner last night. I think I probably win. I had Maryland crab soup to start.
Love that.
And then I had carne asada, medium rare. And it was delicious.
Yeah. Oh, you pummeled me.
I think I might win. I'm the leader in the clubhouse.
I can't beat you. I had leftover chicken.
Oh yeah, you're the fourth seed. I reheated.
No, I enjoyed it. It's fine, but it was nothing fancy. It was utilitarian.
Yes, of course. Just there, and you ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just needed something to fill your belly.
And I was watching a ton of TV.
Right. Well, who doesn't love TV?
Taco Wednesday last night.
What happened on Tuesday?
Chicken tacos. Taco Tuesday did not happen because my wife and daughters went to see some family members.
So I
stayed home and I had a turkey provolone sub.
So if you miss Taco Tuesday, you're likely to do Taco Wednesday.
Yeah, and if we have something going on Wednesday, it moves to Thursday.
Taco Thursday makes more sense.
Oh, every week you're having tacos.
Yes. Some sort of tacos, yes.
That's amazing.
I love them.
Cakes, I was at the pool. Yeah. I had a cheeseburger. Shout out to Terrence. He does a really good job on the grill.
Ah, very good.
That's what I had.
Valdez, what did you have yesterday?
Something loaded with protein.
Let me guess. Some sort of weird yogurt, some sort of smushy sandwich.
No.
Oh, okay. That's just his lunch.
He seems offended.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to offend you.
No.
Teasing.
No, never mind. No. Whenever I get lazy... This is my lazy meal.
Okay, lazy man meal. All right.
Yeah, I like to go to Giant and like in their meat section, they have meatballs.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like pre-made meatballs.
Meatballs, okay. but you basically have to heat them up.
Okay.
And so I buy a pack of those and I get some like silly red sauce and then I just have meatballs.
Nice.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No pasta. Low carb.
No pasta.
Yeah, low carb.
Any vegetables?
No vegetables. The whole pack fills me up.
Nice. That's a lot of protein right there. Very good.
I had no sides yesterday as well.
That's
I
just a good had, bit. I've never heard that before.
Protein? I just had the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
Drabby, what did we do yesterday?
I don't think I'm going to win, but I enjoyed my dinner. I spent my late afternoon and evening with Roger, our engineer in Winchester.
What are you doing? Some sort of site check
Well,
or something?
He scratched my back. I scratched his back. So he came over.
That's
creepy. Yeah. Well, just two peas in a pod, Roger and Drab, hanging out yesterday.
It's weird.
So he fixed my shower.
With guys like that.
Well, they're interesting. He's a little different.
Definitely interesting.
So he fixed your shower.
He came over again, fixed my shower. Shocker. I tried to do it myself this weekend.
What was wrong with your shower? I wasn't here.
Did it have a bad smell emanating from the drain?
From a few weeks ago. No. That's actually a real problem.
Wow.
There's like a cartridge inside the tile behind that controls the valve.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Right. And it goes bad. So we were replacing them. Anyway, so he came over, helped me out. So I went out with him and read a bunch of transmitter meters and out in Winchester in the shed.
Oh, why he needs help?
Yeah, like he was tuning it at the tower, and I was 50 feet away.
Hey, Jeff, you want to go the transmitter?
Yeah. Did you drive from here?
No, I drove from my house
to Winchester.
Which is like an hour.
Yeah,
it's deep. In that rainstorm.
You drove right through the storm.
Right into it.
Yep.
So hold on. So is the move where you say, Roger, I really appreciate you doing this. What can I do for you?
No, he kind of said, he threw that out there.
Oh, so you guys are like,
come on out.
So he asked you.
Hey, come on out, man.
I still think I owe him $100 too.
Oh, you do? Oh, you haven't paid him?
Well, the first time it was for $100, and then asked him to come back. And he said, to finish the job, and he said, will you come with me to Winchester? Anyways,
you know, he knows how to barter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I didn't know he knew how to fix things other than, like, radio equipment. But I guess he's handy in other aspects.
I'm stunned that he just said, hey, the tit for tat. Hey, right. If I help you help me.
Yeah.
Like, he was locked in.
Well, remember, Cakes, all he does is, he says he doesn't watch TV. All he does is tinker with stuff in his house.
He just fixes TVs.
So did you get to what you ate?
No, I didn't, JP. When I got home, I had late night, and I had chicken pot pie homemade waiting for me.
Ooh, nice.
Homemade?
I like that.
Yeah.
Who made it? So you know how to do
like
the crust?
Like a banquet, you know, like a TV dinner chicken pot pie.
Oh, when you say homemade...
You know, like
you put it in the oven.
No, in the oven.
But not homemade. Like you made
homemade
the bread.
You made the bread.
Somebody made a flaky crust.
That's insult to homemade.
Yeah, wait. A flaky crust. Yeah, and a casserole.
Hold on. So somebody made like the shell and the crust and stuff.
No, it was frozen.
He had a frozen.
You donks. You get rotisserie chicken. You get peas. You get carrots. You get cream of whatever.
Who made the shell?
You could probably just buy it.
I mean, you could buy pie crust.
You buy like a puff pastry.
It's homemade. It was homemade.
That's homemade.
I agree, but hold on.
He bought a frozen one just stuck in the oven.
Right, call it homemade. And I was going to call him out on it. But okay, this is incredible to me.
Okay.
I like
this segment.
I find it incredible. Did you make the crust or did you do a pre-made crust?
No, it's a pre-made.
Yeah, you can buy it like in the frozen section, like pie crust.
And then what do you top it with?
That is the top. I didn't make it.
Your wife
the big
made
silly
it.
Walked in the door and it was waiting for me.
So, but
I didn't ask too many questions.
All right. I've never gone that extra length to make homemade pot pie.
What time was that?
What time did you
eat dinner?
8:30 or so.
Wow.
Mike Marr dinner.
That's a
by the way, for
dinner.
Mike Marr, big news.
I love pot pies.
Big news yesterday for Mike Marr and his Zin Bros.
What did you find a case of Zins?
No, I saw a headline. I think Philip Morris is investing like $600 million to build like a factory out in Colorado because the Zin shortage is a real thing.
Yeah, Zins are on their way back. When
Zins
I was in
are
Vegas,
making a comeback.
I made a quick stop at the 7-Eleven there, picked up on some Zins, so I'm set.
I'm so jealous of you. When poker went away online, they said, it's going to come right back. It's been 15 years.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a drought.
You know, it's isolated in some random states, but it's not like
it was
back,
brutal,
back.
But we got through it. I mean, it was about a month and a half of just... You know, questioning.
Dark
but,
days.
Yeah, we got through it. But yesterday
they have
for dinner.
To feed those addicts.
Yeah, they do.
Went to Harris Teeter. They had some pre-marinated pork loin. So I got a cracked black pepper pork loin.
Nice.
Went home, steamed vegetables, and white rice on the side.
It's a good life hack, easy dinner, the pork loin. You just throw it in the oven for like 40 minutes. Boom, it's ready.
Yeah, it was
cut
slight.
It. Yeah, throw some veggies
and
on
it. And it's all pre-marinated
and
everything.
It's good
to
go.
Just threw it in the oven, steamed vegetables in the microwave.
Pork is dangerous. I mean, not dangerous, but it's... It's a little dicey for me because you definitely want to make sure you cook it, right? Like beef, you could do. No, you could, I had a buddy who would just eat raw steak. Like literally, he would just eat it raw. But pork, you got to be careful. But then you can overcook it.
It's a
high wire act.
Yeah, I took it out the oven, cut it into it a little bit, and then put it back in for like 4 minutes.
And then you hooked it?
Yeah.
To be a little persnickety, I don't like me some vegetables in the microwave. They always come out like a mushy and just, I don't know. Maybe Mike Marr knows how to do it. I can't perfect it.
Well, I usually put them in the oven, but the oven was taken up by the pork loin.
Okay, got it.
So what's good for a lot of that stuff is air fryer. You know, just one of those cheap air fryers. Really good for a lot of that stuff. And honestly, the pizza bit that they talk about where you put the ice cube on the pizza slice.
I've never heard of this bit.
You put an ice cube on the pizza slice.
Slice of pizza?
You guys
pizza?
Haven't seen that? Am I the only one?
I've heard of it.
No, when you reheat your pizza, you put it on a pan, You just put a ice cube on top of the pizza slice, mm-hmm. and then you cover it, and then it comes out crispy as brand new.
Really?
It's an incredible.
I've never heard of that.
I didn't know it's a life hack.
Where did you see that on YouTube or something?
It's been probably viewed 6 billion times on Instagram.
Hey, look. So the big story in the Broadlands section of Ashburn yesterday. This is my buddy's neighbor's back porch.
Oh, Caleb Williams, the bear's hanging out.
Look how big that effer is. Biggest.
Where is that? And like what neighborhood?
It's in the Hillside neighborhood.
So like a regular neighborhood.
Regular neighborhood. He was on my buddy's neighbor's back porch.
Now
that's a big dog right there.
I'm rethinking going to the Commander's happy hour on Monday if there are bears roaming around loose in Ashburn.
I mean,
it's kind of scary.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's right next to my neighborhood. And there's a black bear just running around the backyards.
You better have your head on a swivel when you're walking Luca today.
Correct.
Who am I kidding? You're
will.
Not walking Luca. The open's on.
Hey, I got to walk her. She got to do her poos.
You're not going to take her outside. They're playing over at Royal's room.
I'm watching the open today.
So what do they do? They just wait till the bear walks away? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. You call the Loudoun County Animal
Authority. Yeah, they come and shoot a tranq gun.
But I don't know. I don't know what
happened. Supposed to be nice to the bear?
I think they would come out and, like, tranquilize
it. And then do what?
Then they probably
take
throw it
to
in
the
a
woods.
Van and drive it 100 miles
drive
away.
It to
and
drive it
100 miles
and
away.
And dump it in the woods.
You just drive it, a quarter mile away.
I don't think they're driving it out to Winchester to attack Grab and Roger at the tower. Yeah. They're taking it probably to like West Virginia.
Good.
I'm just guessing.
Good.
I don't know what happened. He could still be hanging out in Ashburn. I have no idea.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk's sports page. Lots to get to. We'll get to the leaderboard on the Open. Caitlin Clark had a big night and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.